The grieving family of a youth killed in a hit-and-run last week while walking along the highway just north of Duncan have issued a plea for the driver to turn him or herself in. The victim, 17-year-old Leanne Joe, would have turned 18 next month, said her aunt, Monica Joe. She was on the side of the road walking, but we weren't sure where she was going, she said. We weren't informed until the next day because they weren't sure who it was. Her family said it's possible the teen had just left a nearby shopping area when she was hit on the Trans-Canada Highway between Sherman and Green Roads about 9:50 p.m. April 18. Emergency crews found the teen dead at the scene. She is from a large family, her aunt said, with six sisters and three brothers. Her family is still dealing with the disappearance 9 years ago of Leanne's older brother, Ian Henry. Cowichan Tribes Chief Cindy Daniels issued a statement extending her deepest condolences to the Joe family on this tragic loss of a beloved member of their family. Our youth are our future, and they deserve every opportunity to achieve their dreams, Daniels said. Cowichan Tribes is here to support the victim's family and friends as they mourn the loss of this young woman who had her whole life ahead of her. I join with the family and the RCMP in appealing to the driver and anyone with information to come forward. Daniels said Leanne's death underlines the challenges pedestrians face in the area. There is much work to do to ensure safer pedestrian options. Police said Monday that they are looking for a gray 2011-13 model Hyundai Elantra that likely has significant damage on the front driver's side in connection with the fatal crash. Anyone with information on the crash is asked to call North Cowichan, Duncan RCMP at 250-748-5522. Police are also seeking dashcam video from people who were driving in the area on April 18 from 9 to 9:45 p.m. Jay Bell at TimesColonist.com.